Hollywood.
All right.
Talk that way.
Sorry. Oh, wait, we're back.
I'm sorry, Pete. It's me. I can't say what I just said off air. I just can't.
You can't.
I mean, I could. But then I'd be fired, and then we'd lose the house, and my wife would divorce me, and the kids would disown me.
And they'd be packing another movie.
Pretty much all the way they already do anyway. So
what if you want to all call me after 10?
No, and no. We're not. I'm so thankful our Facebook Live works different now than before. Because before, you would have heard all of that.
Oh, for sure.
Which people loved that, but we couldn't do it because I got in too much trouble because I said I would forget and I would say something that I'm like, oh, crap, that was really personal.
And erase.
Everybody on Facebook, Paul, erase that now. All right, it's Q105 at 7:30. Fog likely this morning and then partly sunny later on. Rain this evening with a high of 72. It's 56 now. Play along at 419-240-1055. So we're going to continue this. Susie, if so, I need the Fern music.
All right, that's cool.
We're calling it the Great Confessions. Confess something to us. If it's really good, you could get the Janet Jackson tickets. All right, let's go to the phone. We have Darlene. Hello, Darlene. You're on the queue. What do you got?
Well, you said you didn't want to do the confessions about breakups. How about when you're on your honeymoon, something that happened?
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, what happened on your honeymoon? Okay, was this somebody you're married to now?
Yes. I've been married almost 26 years.
Okay, what happened?
We went down to
Pound Town?
Nashville, Tennessee, but we ended up at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, by the military base.
Okay.
At a Holiday Inn.
Okay.
And my husband and I started arguing over who was going to go fill the little cooler with ice. And I told him that I needed the little cup thing to fill it up because I was 7 months pregnant.
Oh, do the math.
Well,
close enough.
He says,
shut up, Paul.
He kept saying, you don't need that. You don't need that. You can just fill it up. Just hold it up against there. So I took the little cup and I threw it into the room. Well, he was going to get in the shower and he had no clothes on. So I took off down the hall with just the cooler. He came out of the room stark naked, holding this little cup.
Door locked behind him?
Door locked behind him.
Yes! He's standing there naked with a cup covering his stuff?
Standing there naked with just a cup.
Nice.
And there was about 18-year-old girls, and they went and got him a hand towel so he could go downstairs to get the key.
Well, better a hand towel than a hand
towel. To get back into our hotel room.
Up. Yeah.
Well,
that.
All he needed was a hand towel. So.
Yeah. Oh, all he needed was a hand towel, not like a full towel?
Yep. Oh, no, they didn't give him a full towel, just a hand towel.
Just to cover his man zone?
Right.
Yep.
Wow. That is awesome.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
We'll take it.
See, it's the little stuff. We shouldn't sweat the little stuff.
Yeah,
all right, Darlene,
sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Apparently with a hand towel, they didn't either.
All right, so she just basically ratted out her husband.
Pretty much.
Wasn't really a whole bunch of a confession there.
No.
And if he's listening, you know, he's like, honey, it wasn't a hand. It was a beach towel. I need a beach towel to. Yeah. I'm still not feeling the contest.
Nope.
That's for Peppa Pig, people.
No, it's Janet Jacko, dude.
That's for Janet Jackson, people.
Or Haunted Hydro.
That's for Haunted Hydro, people.
Yeah, it's all that. All that and above. All right, 419-240-1055. All right, let me see if I got any texts. Oh, yeah, like 13 of them.
Uh-oh. Are they breakup stories or great confessions?
LMAO, Paul. I'm loving it. Would you tell your relatives not to text her in the show? Seriously.
Both of them.
Okay. If you're going to send me a text, don't send me a series of like 8 separate ones. Just send me one long one. It's a lot easier for the host. So I don't read that. All right. So I'll get to those at some point. Dr. D coming up at 8:05.
Yeah,
you got problems?
That's cool.
She's here to help, man. And everybody who calls and gets on the air, this is what's cool. She's doing this for her 2-year anniversary with us. She's given somebody a 5-hour Serenity Spa medley. So when you call up, we take your name. And then at the end of the month, we will draw one name, and that person gets the 5-hour Serenity Spa medley, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
So that'll
Wow.
give you extra incentive
Very
to call
nice.
The show. So we'll be doing that at 8:05. I also have a how does that happen? How does this happen? And I think we better go to plan B, but I don't know if we can get it going. There's a thread on Reddit right now asking people who has the longest lie running. Here's a sample. When I was 18, I told my mom I was pickpocketed in Amsterdam, In reality, I smoked too much weed, had a few drinks, left my wallet sitting on a bar. 13 years later, she still brings up the pickpocketing incident, and I see no sense in setting the record straight at this point.
Oh, yeah. Nah. I get that. Hmm. Yeah, sure. Why?
Best lie that you've been holding on to.
That's the great confession.
Don't you think? Well, okay. Yeah. We call it whatever. Yeah. So that's best one that cracks us up. Get the Janet Jacko tickets or the Peppa Pig or the Haunted Hydro. So now we'll switch over to that. Or Great Confession, whatever. It's 735. Denny and the girls on Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota has supplier pricing for everyone. Right car, right price, right now.
Partly sunny today. Some rain moving in the...